A redesign for the 2020 census could save the Bureau at least $5 billion. The last census in 2010 was the most expensive one in U.S. history. But as Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco reports, a tight budget and tighter timeline could make a successful redesign a little bit more difficult.
The Census Bureau is targeting four major areas in its 2020 redesign. It wants to put together a more accurate national address list. It's adding an online response option for the first time in census history. It plans to use existing information other agencies like the IRS and Postal Service already have and share that data with each other. And it's working on a mobile app that Bureau employees can use in the field for door-to-door and non-response follow-ups. The House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittees on Information Technology and Government Operations are excited by the Bureau's plans. At the rate it's going, the Bureau knows the upcoming 2020 survey needs to be cheaper than the last. It cost the Bureau $100 per household in 2010, and at $13 billion, the 2010 census was more than double the cost of the previous one. John Thompson is the director of the Census Bureau. He says the entire 2020 census cycle will cost about $12.3 billion. House Republicans initially suggested a budget for the Bureau that's about $374 million less than what it's gotten before, but it's unclear just how much the Census Bureau will have in its budget this fiscal year. Congress hasn't set top-line appropriations levels yet. Thompson with Government Operations Subcommittee Ranking Member Jerry Connolly.
Congressman, the only numbers I'm familiar with are the President's budget and the actions that have taken place.
Okay, well, I think it's going to be really important to follow that and have better answers. Not that I can't ask you to have a better answer yet. We don't either. But if the four of us are going to be helpful and supportive.
Right, but we are prepared to work with the Congress to explain exactly how we'll spend every dollar that we get and what
there was method to my madness in telling you got four people here who actually want to get something done and be productive, and part of that is the budget. But we got to know. You know, we've all got to be on the same page in terms of those projected numbers.
For the Bureau, it's budget uncertainty that's a top concern. But some members of the IT and Government Operations Subcommittees and the Government Accountability Office have some major concerns about the Bureau's timeline for the 2020 redesign. The Census Enterprise Data Collection and Processing System, or SEDCAP, is at the center of the Bureau's redesign. Steve Cooper is the Commerce Department's Chief Information Officer.
The SEDCAP initiative aims to create an integrated and standardized suite of systems that will provide shared data collection and processing solutions across all Census Bureau operations. As the Census Bureau proceeds, it is working to ensure that it strikes the right balance between commercial off-the-shelf solutions and custom-developed solutions.
The Bureau also plans to give its employees government-issued mobile devices with an app that will help them quickly collect responses in the field. But the Bureau hasn't decided whether it will ask a vendor to build that app or whether it will build one on its own. Cooper says the Bureau has a prototype of what the app would do and how it might work, but it has a long way to go. Cooper says the Bureau won't make its final decision on the app until September 2016. Cooper with Information Technology Subcommittee Chairman Will Hurd.
It's about not quite a year from now.
So is why 12 months, why that long to make a simple decision that's going to base, that's going to drive your entire
plan? Yeah, that allows us to complete the planned and already in motion, in process set of field operation tests so that we can make both an economic-based determination as well as a security-based determination and include privacy and functionality.
I recognize the privacy and security concerns of having people bringing their own device uploading that information onto some system or server that touches all your databases. But this is not a new technology.
The Census Bureau tried to deploy mobile devices back in 2008 when it was preparing for the 2010 census, but the project ultimately failed. The Bureau had to add more employees at the last minute to process paper forms. And 30 recommendations from the Government Accountability Office on the Bureau's IT systems are still open. Carol Cha is Director of Information Technology and Acquisition Management Issues at the GAO. She says she's most concerned about authentication and security, points that Congressman Hurd reminded are contentious for all agencies improving their cybersecurity plans after major breaches at the Office of Personnel Management. Those concerns worried the subcommittees and GAO because a key part of the Bureau's redesign is its plan to share and cross-reference existing government data among other agencies. Cooper says the Bureau is working on it.
We have initiated a whole series of activities that are targeted for completion by 31 December of this fiscal year. of this calendar year. That does include the open actions from the GAO report. We've also taken an additional step, and that is that we've created internal cross-bureau teams of our cyber experts, and we are bringing those to bear to assist all of our bureaus, but in this case, the Census Bureau, in helping close these actions.
Several vacancies among the Bureau's top IT managers are another concern. The Bureau doesn't have a permanent chief information officer. Thompson says that position must stay open for 30 days. His HR department is looking through applications now. But Thompson says the Bureau is optimistic. It can execute the redesign in the time it has.
Our biggest issue is receiving the necessary funding in 2016 to do the work we have. The design document we released laid out a schedule based on the president's budget for 16 to make all the decisions we need to make to have a complete end-to-end test in 2018 to ensure the successful deployment of 2020. We have already thought about the process for making the decisions. We have a document that lays out the decisions we have to make that anyone can look at, and we're happy to discuss it with them. But we think we're in pretty good shape.
But Chairman Meadows says he and the rest of his subcommittee wants to see the Bureau be more detailed about its redesign timeline.
We want you to succeed. But the other thing that Mr. Conley and I and Mr. Hurd and Ms. Kelly, we don't want egg on our face. And there is no way that I'm going to allow this to continue to progress without certainty. Mr. Cooper, one of the problems I see is the lack of specificity in terms of deadlines and what is to be accomplished by those deadlines. So I'd ask that you work with the committee on providing that. And ultimately, you're going to have four people, as Mr. Conley said, willing to go and fight for appropriations and get you the tools. But lack of planning and lack of strategic implementation is something that we don't want to find 6 months, 12 months from now where we're spending a lot of money going the other way.
In Washington, Nicole Ogrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.